This is just it's kind of a working theory I've got, and I just wanted to share it. Down in the comments, is that something you've experienced? I don't want to come across as rude, though, so I don't know how. I'll just say it. Hi, my name is Father Mike Schmitz, and this is The Center Presents. Years ago, when I was first ordained and assigned to a parish, there was something that women my mom's age, women my grandma's age would say to me. It was a little bit annoying, and I know they meant well. I know that they meant it as a term of affection, but they would often say something along the lines of, I just feel so drawn to mother you, or you need a mom around here, that kind of situation. Again, really well-meaning, very kind on their part. But as a young man who was like, no, I'm relatively competent. Like I can kind of take care of myself. Also, I already have three moms. I have a biological mom. I have Holy Mother Church, and I have Mary, the mother of God. I've got enough moms. I don't need a fourth. I mean, that's what I said. I didn't say that because that would be rude. And I have a thing called manners. But sometimes it just kind of grated on me, right? On my sense of independence, my sense of competence, my sense of masculinity. Like, I don't need another mother. You know, again, their motivation was only good, right? Their motivation was only kindness. And I wonder if their motivation wasn't even just good and wasn't just kind, was something called grace. Here's what I mean. I've noticed this thing. We'll come back to the mom thing in a second. I've noticed this thing that happens sometimes when I'm driving or I encounter a stranger somewhere. So on the road, you know, passing someone or someone's passing you and they're driving in such a way that you just, is annoying. You know, we all know that happens. Like you get on the road and someone's driving in a way that's just like, you don't know how to drive very well, do you? Or you didn't see me, did you? Or you're not a very good driver, at least at this moment. Or you come across a stranger, and at some point, the stranger says something, does something, acts in a certain way that you're like, I don't like that, but they're a stranger. And so the temptation in some ways is to jump to a conclusion. They're a terrible driver and a terrible person. Or they're acting in this rude way or this way that is not the way I want them to be acting right now. And so, of course, this person is dismissible. But what I found I do a lot of times, when there's that temptation for that, right? Where there's the temptation to dismiss someone, there's the temptation to put someone in a category or a compartment, put it in that's particularly negative. What I'll often do is I will make an association between this stranger and someone I know and love. So as an example, driving by, you know, a young kid driving, and he's driving in his car and he does something stupid in that moment, right? Rather than saying, oh, those drivers, you know, those young kids, I think, oh, I have a nephew who just got his license a year ago. He'd be doing his best. Maybe this guy is just like him. Or there's a situation where here's someone and they're acting really, really rude and just coming across as being abrasive. I think, oh, they kind of remind me of this other person that I'm related to, the other person that I love. And I think, oh, they're just like that person. And I can give them grace. It's one of those situations, I remember just reflecting on this the last time I was driving and thinking, well, the more and more I associate the people I know and love with people who are strangers, the quicker I am to extend grace. Like the quicker I am to extend patience, the quicker I am to extend understanding. You know, that sense of just, oh, maybe they're just like someone I know and love. And I thought about this and thought, the more people that any of us get to know, the more people any of us get to love, the more quickly I think we are to extend love and understanding and mercy and grace to strangers. Now, I could be wrong on this, but every time I've tried to put it into practice, it seems like that's true. And I think about those moms, right? Those moms when I was a newly ordained priest and I thought they were just being kind or just being nice about this whole thing. It could be actually this. It could be that here I am, you know, this young priest, not knowing anything that I'm doing, saying stuff that I shouldn't have said, or I said it, you know, in a rude way or inappropriate way, or I've acted in a way that was just like, that young man is quite young. Like he's very inexperienced. Maybe them saying, hey, you're just like my son. Maybe that was their extending grace to me by saying, hey, I have a son who's your age and he says stupid things too sometimes, right? I have a son who's your age. Or when I see you, I see my son. And look, I could act as your mother. They weren't just trying to be kind. They weren't just trying to be good. Maybe it was they saw so much brokenness in me that the thing that enabled them to actually extend grace to me was to put themselves in the place of a mom. Put me in a place of one of their sons. It's always humbling to go back in your life. I don't know if you ever do this, to go back in your life and realize, here's all the silly things that I've done. Here's all the stupid things that I've said. And just realize how much grace I've needed over the years. And that was given to me by people who were better than me, but given to me, extended to me by people who were willing to know me and willing to love me. And so if I've been given that kind of grace, if I've been given that kind of knowledge, been given that kind of love, then I think part of what God's calling me to do, and He's calling all of us to do, is extend that same understanding, extend that same love, and extend that same grace to the people around us. And I think the great, really easy way to do it is that the more people you know and love, the easier it is to extend grace to people you don't know and have yet to love. What do you think about that? I mean, because this is just it's kind of a working theory I've got, that the more people you know and love, you can make associations with the people you don't know yet and realize, okay, I can give them patience, I can give them kindness, I can give them grace. Let me know in the comments. And you guys, for all this Here It Is Presents, my name is Father Mike. God bless.